If you're innovating, creating, or making a difference,
this show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
The special days that put a twist on the hashtag Giving Tuesday, the University of Michigan's campaign was Giving Blue Day. We have Giving Zoo Day. We have Giving Shoes Day with Dress for Success.
There's Black Friday for shopping and Cyber Monday for electronics. But you may just have a whole lot more fun and make a much bigger difference on Tuesday. Tuesday, December 1st, 2015 is the fourth annual Giving Tuesday, a day of global giving. And what people are giving doesn't necessarily have to be money. Kate Sheridan is Director of Partnerships and Programs in the Center for Innovation and Social Impact at New York's 92nd Street Y, which founded Giving Tuesday in 2012 in partnership with the United Nations Foundation. Kate, how did giving first become meaningful to you?
That's a great, great question. Personally, you know, there's so many ways I've worked in nonprofits, but, you know, really through my family and through personal experiences, this is something that we're also seeing a lot through Giving Tuesday, but, you know, you have moments in your life where you rely on others or you hear about people who are making a big difference, and the fact that you can make a difference at all different levels, even if it's just a small act, even if it's not a financial gift, but giving your time or giving your energy towards helping a campaign, that's really inspirational, and it's something that, you know, all people can participate in, and I think that for me personally has been really inspiring and a great jumping off point to get involved in different kinds of charities and campaigns and to realize how together people can make a really big impact.
What do you remember very best about the start of Giving Tuesday at the 92nd Street Y in 2012?
It was really exciting. We launched Giving Tuesday 60 days before the actual day, which meant a lot of experimentation, a lot of brainstorming, a lot of ideas internally from groups within 92Y, all contributing to the bigger idea and this larger vision of launching the Giving Day. With that, you know, there's a lot of learning, too. You know, there's with experimentation, you kind of realize what works and what doesn't. And we also learned about movement making and how you can, you know, put some ideas out there and some, you know, take off and others, you know, are customized or take off in a whole new way that you didn't imagine. And that by far has been the most exciting part of being on the Giving Tuesday team, is seeing how partners all around the world have taken Giving Tuesday and made it meaningful to their specific organization and their community and built on that energy to have a really, really exciting, strong community engagement day.
What's one really fun idea that's taken off in a way you never imagined?
Oh, there's so many good ideas. For sure, I have to say it's the customization. It's the special days that put a twist on either the word Giving Tuesday, the hashtag Giving Tuesday, or really make their own day. We've seen this on the civic level. It started with Baltimore with Be More, Give More, which was a citywide campaign that launched in 2013 and has now moved to Maryland, which is now MD Gives More. But it really was a rallying point for the community to come together, and they set a goal to become the most generous city in the country, and they raised over $5 million for local charities on the day, and now we're seeing that grow. We have over 40 cities, states, and counties that are making their own mini Giving Tuesday movements, so you have, you know, like Giving Tuesday Hawaii or Giving Tuesday Alaska to Outgive, which is Illinois, and many others in between, so it's really exciting to see those local days come together, and on a larger scale, also seeing national and international organizations and universities have fun with this concept. So there was the University of Michigan's campaign, which was Giving Blue Day last year. We have Giving Zoo Day, which is a consortium of zoos around the country. We have Giving Shoes Day with Dress for Success. I've heard of Giving Ruse Day, Giving SUNY Day. There's just so many different ways people are taking this concept and making it work for their own mission and their community. And I think, to me, that's been really fun and the most exciting part of the movement.
I love that Giving Shoes Day especially. That is great. This year, as Giving Tuesday comes up on the 1st of December, you have something new added, a new storytelling competition. Would you tell me about this one?
Absolutely. So we launched last week My Giving Story, which is also a hashtag, and it is a social media storytelling contest that Giving Tuesday is running in partnership with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it's all on Facebook, and it's for anyone in the U.S. to share their story of what inspires them to give. And these are 200-word essays. You can also submit a photo. And by sharing, we also ask that you name a nonprofit that has inspired you or that you support. And every submission has the opportunity to be liked or shared. The number of likes count as votes, so the top liked posts will enter our final judging round, and we have some amazing judges who will, you know, cull through the top stories and pick six winners, and they will receive a Global Giving gift card, and the nonprofit that they mention will receive a grant in the range of $1,000 to $5,000 on Giving Tuesday. So for us, it's really exciting. The stories are amazing and really personal and moving, and I definitely have liked tons. So it's worth checking out and sharing your story. That the contest will close on November 24th, so there's still time to do that.
24th of November?
Yes.
What's been one of your absolute favorite giving stories that you've heard so far?
Oh, that's such a great question. I mean, one of the most moving ones, and I don't remember the title or author off the top of my head, but it was about a girl who's in college, and she had served as a mentor through Boys and Girls Clubs, and how she was inspired to get involved in mentorship, especially as, you know, a young woman, because she was inspired by her aunt who had served as her mentor, and she learned the value of that and decided to pay it forward, and now she's been really involved in, you know, the clubs and the young women that she mentors. And that to me is a really nice story of, you know, not just what inspires you to give, and that, you know, a family member kind of planted that seed that she could make this big difference in someone's life. But also it's a great example of how there's so many different ways to give, and just by giving your time and giving your support to someone who might need it can really go a long way.
It can make all the difference, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about people that are listening right now and thinking, well, we're getting so close to this. Am I too late to be a part of this? How did they get involved?
Never too late. We encourage everyone to get involved. I think one thing we've learned, and we've always really wanted to make clear, is that anyone can make a difference and can give back. There's so many different ways to give. If you are a nonprofit or a company or a school or an organization that wants to run a more formal campaign, use our tools and our materials on our website, which are all free to get started. You should find everything that you need to launch a campaign. Given the timing, you know, you definitely want to start promoting. So an easy way to get involved, too, is to follow the hashtag Giving Tuesday and to share how you're giving back or how your organization is participating in Giving Tuesday. And as an individual, I mean, there's just so many different ways that you can support nonprofits and charities all around the world that, you know, you believe in. And I think sharing your support, helping them spread the word about their campaign, giving back, volunteering. Again, I would just go to those organizations' websites and learn about the opportunities for you to get involved at this point.
I'm going to ask you to brainstorm some ways for some of our listeners, because we have a lot of performing artists, we have a lot of people in higher education listening, and we have a lot of people who are in technology. What would be a creative way any one of those might be able to help an organization?
Definitely. I mean, I think lending your voice, given that there's, you know, 20 days to go or less, you know, you really want to, if you have a following on social media, especially be an ambassador for those charities. Share a story of why you support them, why you align with them. Focus on the mission. That's something that is so powerful and that we've seen campaigns have great success with, is when they can get their supporters and their followers to share why it's so important to support that mission and that organization. So the more stories and personal connections that you can share as far as why it's important to give, I think can really go a long way and help drive attention towards those campaigns.
GivingTuesday.org, you have those banners. And are you doing on selfies again this year?
We are. We have an Unselfie toolkit and template and the JPEG even if you wanted to download that to customize and add your own images or logos. So yes, the Unselfie will be out there and we encourage you to use it to share how you're giving. And again, it's another great content creation and engagement tool to ask all of your followers to share their Unselfies on Giving Tuesday and to highlight their support.
This is going to be a blast. Well, now I'm going to be the devil's advocate because I think this is great, but there's always going to be somebody that says, well, is this really making a difference? How do you answer that, and who do you tell them that this is benefiting?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. There's so many different ways, you know, again, people get involved, that there's a lot of different ways people benefit. It's definitely making a difference. You know, we have the data that proves that, but I think the most important part is that it's making a difference on a larger level and that it's encouraging people to think about giving as a start to the holiday season. So it's using that date to really kind of change the mindset and get people excited for giving, not just on Giving Tuesday itself, but throughout the end of the year. And it's also, you know, really helping nonprofits. We're seeing a lot of stories and campaigns where nonprofits who have never done a social media campaign or who have never fundraised online are using Giving Tuesday to experiment and to try out that space. And that learning and capacity building is so, so powerful. And the impact and benefits of that will last far beyond, you know, one 24-hour day. It will really help with future campaigns and with the future growth of those organizations.
That's actually a great gift for the nonprofits. What is Tuesday, December 1st going to be like for you this year?
Oh, it's going to be exciting. I mean, it's hard to predict, you know, Giving Tuesday's a movement and it will move in ways that we anticipate and ways that we don't. So at the 92nd Street Y, we will be having what we call Command Central, which is where our team will be monitoring the larger global movement. We will be kind of learning about campaigns. We'll be helping partners support their own campaigns. So if there's a story or message we can promote from our central accounts on social media or through our PR, please do reach out to us. But it's a really exciting, fast-paced day, and you know it's global, so it actually kicks off many hours before midnight on the 1st in New York, which is where we are. So we'll be watching as it starts in New Zealand all the way till when it ends in Hawaii.
When it starts many hours before midnight, what time are you ever starting in New York?
We'll be starting very early in New York. I think we're still kind of working out our day of plans. So we, you know, our team monitors the entire movement, again, as it moves across the globe. So we'll always be searching for, you know, good stories to highlight. We'll be very active on social media. So you'll be hearing from us much longer than that 24-hour period.
This is going to be great. What has been one of your all-time favorite experiences with Giving Tuesday so far?
That's such a great question. You know, I really think it's reading some of these stories of organizations who are running campaigns. Our blog, which is at givingtuesday.org, is a great way for all different types of organizations and individuals to share how they're giving or why they're giving or their Giving Tuesday plans. And there's a lot of really creative ideas and amazing moving stories that come out of that. That to me is just really a highlight. It's a treat to read, and I just so appreciate the openness of our community to share, you know, stories of impact or their personal reasons to give. And also you learn a lot. You see a lot of great ideas, which are definitely interesting and something that, you know, we're happy to share through our community so other organizations can replicate and benefit from.
I love the Baltimore Gives More. I love the Giving Tuesday. Let's throw out one or two more great ideas before we go. If somebody's really stuck for a creative idea for Giving Tuesday, December 1st, 2015, what can they do?
Yes. So I would talk to, you know, other organizations that are in your network or your community. We're seeing this year a big, big trend in collaboration, which we love. And that's something that I think can be a really useful tool for you to help amplify what you're doing if you have a partner involved. So one other story that I've absolutely loved this year is the Enoch Public Library in Baltimore is partnering with the Cleveland Public Library. And the Ravens-Browns football game is the evening before Giving Tuesday. And they will be kicking off their fundraising campaign, and whichever library team raises the most for their library will win. And the losing library staff will have to perform some work of literary art on social media in the opposing team's football jerseys. So, you know, and once on social media, it's out there. So we're getting these really creative campaigns where, you know, organizations that maybe have never worked together before are reaching out and leveraging Giving Tuesday to do something really fun that will get their staff excited, that will really engage their donors and their volunteers and their community. And through that, they have this amazing story that's just going to be amplified, you know, not just in, you know, their own local areas, but across both cities and states.
Meanwhile, go teams, and I hope you're going to keep me apprised of which one loses and what they're going to be performing online. I will tell our followers all about that.
Great, yep.
Kate, as we wrap up here, what would you most like anybody listening right now to take away with them from you and from Giving Tuesday about innovation, creativity, and making a difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think just try out ideas. That's something, you know, Giving Tuesday started as an experiment. It's still, you know, very much we're testing out new ideas and trying new things, and it's fun and it's learning. And that's something where, you know, if you're going to get involved, just try something new or, you know, test out a different way to engage your community and really focus on the stories about your mission and what you do. I think that will go so much farther than just financial asks, and it will have such a larger impact on you highlighting to your community, you know, your role in serving all these different purposes, and as one of a core member of this larger network of partners who are all coming together on one day. So, you know, I think don't be scared of innovation. Try out those ideas and stick to the values of your organization, because that's what's going to carry you the farthest.
Kate, thank you for your time today.
No, thanks so much.
You and I have been listening to Kate Sheridan, Director of Partnerships and Programs in the Center for Innovation and Social Impact at New York's 92nd Street Y, which co-founded Giving Tuesday in partnership with the United Nations Foundation. And if you'd like to get involved with Giving Tuesday this year, as Kate says, it's not too late. It's Tuesday, December 1st, 2015, and you'll find social media tools and more information on givingtuesday.org. That's givingtuesday.org. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.